Good morning and happy Sabbath to all of you. I am Paul, and it's been my privilege to share with your young travelers this week in Athens. It's not long until we have to leave Athens and head over to Corinth. At least myself, I'll be meeting Silas there, Timothy. I hope they make it. It has been a true pleasure with all these green shirt travelers. Could I have your attention, kids, for just a minute? Everyone, raise your hands in the air. If you were at VBS this week, hands in the air. Come on, don't be shy. You can do this. Why are we having our hands in the air? We're going to do this. Ready? Do what I do. Louder. Faster. All right. Now to all of our volunteers. All the red shirt staff members, they had red shirts all week. We're going to say a great big thank you. Say what I say. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So many amazing people put this program together, and we wanted to say thank you real quick. We're so grateful that so many people were able to volunteer and to help us. What do you think, travelers? Before you leave Athens, could you give me just a minute to share with your moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas what we've been talking about this week? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, you can do better than that. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good. So, my friends, it's been a very dangerous journey. We've talked about some pretty crazy things that were kind of scary a couple times. We might have to turn on an extra light here and there. But we made it through the journey to this point. And I wanted to share just a few things. And to begin with, what we learned, and it's true, is that God loves us. And that is the foundation of everything that happened here in Athens this week. That God loves us. And I would like to read for you in Psalm 145 in the 9th verse. It says these beautiful words. The psalmist David says this: "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works." And the mightiest, most beautiful, most wonderful work of all is the work that he has done in us, both at creation to bring us into existence, to have fellowship with him, and again in Jesus Christ as he gives us life eternal and life to the full. Amen. That's been the foundation, that God loves us. It's true. And the second day, we continued our journey. And we learned that God takes care of us. And maybe some of you travelers remember that my buddy Silas and I, we wound up in prison. What a terrible thing. But the reason we were in prison is because we wouldn't stop telling people about Jesus, and they weren't real happy with us, so they grabbed us. They beat us up, and they put us in prison. Do you remember that? I hope your parents don't get scared. You think I should tell them the rest of the story?
Yeah.
I think so. Here we were, beaten and sore and really kind of tired, and they threw us way back in the dungeon on the wet, cold floor, and they locked our feet and they locked our hands. But guess what we did? Because of his beautiful grace, God allowed us the courage to sing out. And soon an earthquake came. Do you remember that? The earthquake came and shook the place, and nobody even had to pick the locks, one traveler told me. And the chains came off, and we were free. Even in a dangerous journey, God loves us, and he takes care of us. And we traveled on to the next day, and we learned that even when it seems like others don't love us, God does. God loves us when others don't. And we heard this angry mob. Again, we're talking about Jesus. And each night, my travelers were encouraged to tell others about Jesus right along with me. They were believers, they were Christians, and they encouraged me each night. And I am very thankful for that. They truly have beautiful spirits, moms and dads. Do you hear me? They have beautiful hearts. And to see their heart worshiping in the way that they would encourage me as Paul really touched my life this week. We heard an angry mob and we got a little scared, but we huddled close. We let our personal light shine, and God took care of us. It's amazing that even this angry mob was initiated by the Jewish leaders of Jesus' own people, and they were ready to reject him, and they did. God does take care of us, and he loves us very much. The next night, moms and dads, I must tell you about the next night. I hope some of you remember what we did whenever we had some paper hands and we put our names on them. You see, it was a rough night for Paul. I had to confess to them. And probably, yes, absolutely, I should have told them before. But see, I used to be in charge of the angry mob. I used to hunt down, find those people that talked about Jesus. And just like Silas and I were taken and put in prison, I used to do the same thing. I want to tell you that as I confessed, I felt the love of God from each class that came through our tent-making room. They were filled with grace and compassion. Though their eyes got kind of big and their mouths even dropped open a couple times when I confessed that terrible sin. As a matter of fact, they learned that Paul, that I, was the chief, the king of sin. However, the glorious story continues because the light shone bright and direct right in my face as I was headed towards Damascus. Perhaps you remember. And I was struck down. I was scared. But again, more than that, I was blinded. And the very one that I tortured, the very one whose name I would drag through the mud, and if anyone would dare speak it, I would grab them and hurt them and put them in prison. The very one that I was persecuting spoke to me and said, "Why are you doing this? I love you. Come, do what is right. Accept my gift of grace. Accept my love. Change your path." And since that day, I've never turned away. And I'll shout it from the rooftops, even if someone tells me not to. Right, Sophia? We did have one fella that tried to get me to stop. God's grace at work in my life. But that was not our last day. We had yet another stop, and we had to learn something more. You see, this council in Athens wanted me to talk to them. And I was scared. And your young travelers came in and I asked them, I said, "Do I have to? Should I? What do you think?" And they said, "You have to, because you said yourself it's the most important thing that you'll ever do. Tent making can come and go. But to tell others about Jesus is the most powerful thing. And you said you would do it no matter what." And then I had travelers say this: "It's okay. God will be with you and take care of you." So guess what I did? I went and talked to the council. Most didn't believe. Most didn't even take time to listen. But it was the right thing. And we learned later that one very important fellow that we thought would never change his mind decided to love Jesus and give his heart to him. Does anyone remember his name? Say it out loud, everybody, on 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Dion.
Yes, Dion, otherwise known as Dionysius. We like to call him Dion because Paul had trouble saying that all the time. And we learned something more. God loves us, and he wants us to share his love with others. Moms and dads, thank you for sharing your children with us. In this week, we have seen a lot of joy and laughter. We have seen a lot of maybe some weary red shirts. But we all know, believe, and understand that if the call came and we must start right over and do it again, and someone, a red shirt, may throw something at me now, but we'll do it again next week if we must. We'll do it again next year. We'll do it again in 6 months. Because why? It is the most important message of all time. Jesus loves you. And he wants now you to share his love with others. And this is the encouragement that we gave your children, your young travelers. And moms and dads, could I give it to you as well? In the book of John, chapter 13, we read these beautiful verses. And hey, travelers, these are actually Jesus' words. It says this, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, you are my followers, if you have love one to another." And again, I remind us that the foundation of everything that's been taught is that God loves us all. His tender mercy, his intimate, beautiful love is over all of his works. Amen. Thank you for sharing your kids. Help them remember this message. Teach them continually that God is amazing, that his word is true, his power is mighty, and his love will always be. Amen.
Well, let's thank Paul for visiting us today and sharing the same message he shared with the kids. Thank you, Paul.